This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I'm just going to take it line upon line, precept upon precept, and just highlight the things that are going on in the United States of America today. I also want to let you Trumpites know that hopefully you're ready to hear the truth rather than just following your idol straight into hell, because that's exactly where you're going if you are blindly following a man. We have no king but King Jesus in this country, but keep in mind those that were crucifying the Lord of glory, Jesus Christ himself, were saying, we have no king but King Caesar. So you need to decide right now before listening to today's radio show as to what side you are on concerning that aisle. Either you're going to go and follow that of a man, or you're going to follow the Christ. It's up to you, but I think at the end of the day, you're going to understand exactly as to what I'm talking about today concerning the topics at hand. And to start this off, what I want to do is I want you to understand the Internal Revenue Service, for those that did not know, just recently rehired 213 employees who not only ducked taxes but also falsified documents, were convicted of theft, or made unauthorized use of taxpayer data, an Inspector General's report says. As a matter of fact, the Office of Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, who also first discovered the IRS targeting of conservative groups in 2013, examined the agency's hiring from January 2015 through March 2016. I thought the swamp was going to be drained, all of you Trumpites. For these 15 months, the IRS official in charge was Commissioner John Koskinen, an appointee of President Barack Hussein Obama. We all know who he is. House Republicans for months sought to impeach Koskinen for obstructing a congressional probe into the agency's targeting of the applications for tax-exempt status made by nonprofit Tea Party and conservative groups. Given the substantial threat of identity theft and the magnitude of sensitive information that the IRS holds, hiring employees of high integrity is essential to maintaining public trust in tax administration and safeguarding taxpayer information, the Inspector General report says. Now listen again. I'm highlighting the fact that just recently the Internal Revenue Service just rehired 213 employees who ducked taxes, falsified documents, were convicted of theft, or made unauthorized use of taxpayer data. This is all on an Inspector General's report. I go on. Four of the more than 200 employees had been terminated or resigned for willful failure to properly file their federal tax returns. Four separated from the agency while under investigation for unauthorized access to taxpayer information, and 86 separated while under investigation for obscenes and, friends, leave, workplace disruption or failure to follow instructions. This includes positions with access to sensitive taxpayer information, such as contact representatives. What are we talking about? We're talking about the IRS rehiring 213 employees ousted for falsifying documentation, avoiding taxes, and or other offenses. We're talking about the IRS, America rehiring crooks within the midst. Isn't this interesting? Isn't it interesting, friends, that it's happening now? As a political appointee in the executive branch, Koskinen doesn't have the civil service protections that career government employees do. Isn't that interesting how those that serve you indemnify themselves against you? You got to ask the question, why do they want to do that? President Donald Trump could order his firing at will. Did you hear what I said? He could fire him at his will. The inspector general released a report and asked it Thursday. An IRS spokesman referred the Daily Signal to a letter to the inspector general from E. Faith Bell, the agency's acting human capital officer, to the extent possible by law. Bell wrote in the June 28th letter, the IRS will take all the steps allowable to prevent the rehiring of former employees with conduct and performance issues. Bell added that she had commissioned a team to implement corrective actions. Of course. This team will ensure existing hiring practices and policies, and they are updated to reflect our use of IRS employment data, specifically any misconduct and performance prior to making a tentative offer of new employment to a former IRS employee, Bell wrote. Now, the wealth of protections for federal employees under the civil service and union agreements, folks, makes my head hurt, said Grover Norquist, president for Americans and Tax Reform. This he said to the Daily Signal. Now, friends, again, I'm highlighting the fact that the IRS rehires 213 employees ousted for falsifying documents, avoiding taxes, and other offenses. Now, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of hearing all the oppressive news in the midst of the United States of America, then I would strongly suggest that you be a part of what's going on to bring about the resolve. Because, again, what I am talking about and what I'm highlighting, friends, is the IRS rehiring 213 employees ousted for falsifying documents, avoiding taxes, and other offenses. Now, why would they be rehired, friends, today? You're under the delusion, America, that the drain concerning the swamp is opened to remove those that are in the swamp. When in fact, friends, that is completely the opposite of what is really going on here. I go on. The average American is not happy with the way the IRS behaves on a good day, Norquist said. It's disappointing that they are rehiring people who were fired for very bad behavior. Koskinen should go, Norquist said, the sooner the better to avoid another political controversy similar to Trump's ousting of James Comey as FBI director. All Koskinen would have to do is say something publicly about Trump taxes, and the Trump Donald can fire him, Norquist said. Given the outrageous way he has behaved, why not move much sooner? Obama named Koskinen to the job in 2013, directing him to clean up the targeting scandal. Again, friends, today, August 16th, 2017, the IRS is now rehiring 213 employees ousted for falsifying documents and avoiding taxes and other offenses. Now, how can this be when you're led to believe that the swamp is being drained?
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, and or my Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, friends, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. During the first segment, I was highlighting that the IRS rehires 213 employees ousted for falsifying documents, avoiding taxes, and other offenses, written by Fred Lucas from the Daily Signal. The IRS rehiring 213 employees ousted for falsifying documents, avoiding taxes, and other offenses. America, that is the definition of insanity, when a people subject themselves to such a bureaucracy that it has criminals in operation. I can go on to the TSA. I can go on to now the FBI in many cases. I can go to the CIA. Why do you tolerate these abuses of power, friends? I really do not, before God, understand it. When you throw off God, you allow tyrants to forge your chains. And that's exactly what they mean to do. Now, if those that can read between the lines, if you can hear as to what I'm saying concerning those that believe that, well, we're now led to believe that the swamp is being drained, I want to let you know that that's just not the case. We already know concerning statistics on the State Department's stats page that under Donald Trump, the influx of illegals coming into the United States of America has doubled that. On their own page, you can find it, concerning that of Barack Hussein Obama. Under Donald Trump, it has doubled. Now, going to the sonsoflibertymedia.com concerning that very thought, the State Department hosts the Muslim Brotherhood's front groups. While President Donald Trump is but one man, of course, he was very vocal about Islam and speaking out against it, but appears that those he chose to fill positions in his administrations just don't have the same mindset. And the latest to demonstrate this is the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, as he hosted designated terror organization and Hamas-tied Council on American-Islamic Relations. You know them as CARE, America. You know the sweet little organization that has terror ties that is allowed to, for some reason or another, get a stat within the United States as to legally justify their presence in our country in the first place? Well, just think. Let's take it 10 steps forward and say, wait a second. Not only are they given permission, but now they're given legal status. And not only that, but now they're meeting with the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, under none other than Donald Trump's administration. What can possibly be going wrong here, America? What's going wrong is you're so fixed on the fact that Donald Trump is your savior. What you don't realize is you are cursing yourself when you do that. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. And folks, we need to make the distinction here. And furthermore, to the credit of Donald Trump, he was the one that just recently said that, listen, we have a creator. We are submitted to the God, the creator. And then he started to highlight the Declaration of Independence. Also keep in mind, we're submitted to the laws that creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, established. So kudos to Donald Trump for saying so. And I almost wonder if Donald Trump so desires the approbation of men to the degree that you have given him, as if to suggest that he's the savior of the United States, when in fact nothing could be further than the truth. But what the illusion is, and the delusion that many in this country are under, is that he's the man that's going to get the job done, when in fact, friends, if we look to the facts, we're going to find out, which are stubborn things, the opposite is true. Now, I just highlighted the fact that the State Department hosts Muslim Brotherhood front groups like that of CARE. Now, why would they be meeting with the State Department in the United States of America? Check it out on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. To bring forth another reality check, the Hamas-link CARE, C-A-I-R, now for some reason or another, feels that they have the proper authority and backing of those in the United States government, corrupt government, might I add, but the CARE organization, they are actually now emboldened to call for the destruction of every Confederate memorial in the United States of America. Did you hear what I said? CARE, the organization, the Islamic organization, the Hamas-linked organization, calls for the destruction of every Confederate memorial. Who is giving them a voice, America? Read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. You, America, are under the judgment of God. And to add insult to injury concerning the things of God in heaven, you feel that for some reason or another, the man that advocates, Donald Trump, that advocates what God condemns, little by little, is the very man that's going to save America. Shame on you, America. Shame on you. How many times do we need to expose CARE? How many times do we need to give you the words out of their own mouth concerning who we are as a people and what they mean to do to we the people? How many times do they need to be exposed? How many times does the Lord need to show His mercy unto us before we actually keep His commandment and deal with the injustices? Because America, keep in mind, an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. Let me go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com again. Congress scrutinizes UN refugee agency with links to Islamic Jihad that they are funding. Guess who's funding the United Nations? You are. Man, what is going on, America? Here, this is a reality check for all of you that want to keep your eyes closed to what's going on. Nothing new under the sun. Read Ecclesiastes 1, I believe it's verse 9. Your enemy is hard at work in the United States of America, and you all the well know that they're hard at work in America. And you want to sit back and do nothing and trust in a man that's actually aiding the very people that he is verbally condemning? And how many times have we been told on this radio program that we are to judge men by their fruit, by what they do rather than what they say? Because the doing outdoes the talking. Big time. It's also interesting to note that in Seattle, Washington, America, you have a statue of none other than Vladimir Lenin. But it is in other parts of the country, Confederate soldiers and their statues are being taken down. And the Islamists within, for some reason or another, are given a voice through the state-controlled narrative to basically tell everybody to stand down. We need to get rid of these statues. Hey, folks, those that do not understand what's going on with Islam, you need to understand that every country they go into is destroyed. Every single one of them. Every one of them. And furthermore, when you go back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, we got guys like George Soros, who funds lobbyists in D.C. to sway politics more in the first half of 2017 than all of 2016. This is what's going on in America today. But everybody knows George Soros is behind much of this corruption. And what's sad to say is you have international criminals like George Soros paying off your representatives that are selling you down the river. See, because if your representatives weren't doing the biddings of George Soros, guess what? You'd be safe and secure. All would be well. But those that are all that will be well, that understand righteousness and peace, are those that understand not to play with those that commit crime against God and man. That's really what's going on here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, tell me where this corruption is coming from. Republicans call on DOJ to end Obama-era Operation Choke Point that targeted gun dealers. Since when was it the government's job to target gun owners or gun dealers? No, their job, like for the Bill of Rights, are the thou shall not concerning those that serve we the people. It's their job to magnify them laws, not to tear them down. Once again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, former MI-15 or M15, known as the CIA in England, the head said UK faces jihad threat for the next 30 years.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just giving you the good news in America that everybody cheers on through inaction and apathy. Well, Bradley, you know, you're just so condemning. Yeah, I know. Just telling you the facts. It's the world that you live in. It's the world that's been created. And I'll tell you the author. Apathy and tolerance has created the world that you now live in. And no one can do anything about the problems that you have because government's the problem, corruption. And corruption in the church is the problem. So as long as you want to just keep giving them a pass by talking about the problems rather than dealing with them, this is what you're going to receive on a daily basis. Matter of fact, if you go over to Jeremiah 6:6, it says, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts." He says, "Hew ye down trees and cast the mount against Jerusalem, against the people, because judgment is here. This is the city to be visited. She is wholly oppression in the midst of her." She's wholly oppression in the midst of her. I mean, it also says in verse 6,
chapter 6, verse 7, as a fountain casteth out her waters, so she casteth out her wickedness. Violence and spoil is heard in her. Before me continually is grief and wounds. I mean, folks, this is scripture. This was written by a scribe that was with Jeremiah during the time that he was proclaiming judgment to a nation that would not return to God. That is everything you need to hear. Even if it's not what you want to hear, it doesn't matter. It's everything that you need to hear. Jeremiah 6, verse 7, listen carefully. As a fountain casteth out her waters, so she casteth out her wickedness. Violence and spoil is heard in her. Before me continually is grief and wounds. And it's what we hear all day long. It's oppression. It's fear. It's terror. This is all the judgments of God. And if you know Scripture, you're going to understand exactly what I'm talking about. And if you would like to challenge that on the air, I would love for you to do so. But before you get on the air and put both feet in your mouth, you better know what you're talking about on both sides. I'm talking about the Old Testament and the New Testament. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Less than half of the United States Air Force bombers are prepared to lock and load. Oh my gosh. Listen, less than half of all the Air Force bombers in the United States are prepared to lock and load. This reminds me of Roosevelt and what was going on during the attacks in Pearl Harbor. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but there was a lot of similarities December 7, 1941 to that of September 11, 2001. And speaking of airplanes and bombers, it's interesting how they were stripped of all of their ammunition during that time, December 7th, 1941, when we were mysteriously attacked by the Japanese to start World War II, which created the UN. Oh, and don't forget about President Roosevelt, that good guy, that promised that our boys would never step foot on foreign soil, and 405,399 men and women later, they found out that the president was a liar. But it took that many boys to die before they figured out that the president of the United States of America was the problem. I wonder how he's doing today. Probably not a good place for him to be, but he was the one that made his bed, and now he's there. Less than half of Air Force bombers prepared to lock and load. Now, why would that be the case? And folks, isn't this interesting? We have a new president, a new watch, and here they are right away talking about another war concerning some monstrous dictator created by the media to stir you up to attack at will any country the president tells you to attack. And they've been doing it for generation after generation after generation after generation. And the American people still haven't figured out that they're filling the coffers of the military-industrial complex. I mean, as if to suggest he's not a part of the plan. Oh, of course not. Of course not. Not this one. Not this new president. Though he does the exact as the old president. Though the same policies keep going forward that the old president and the president before him and the president that preceded him and the president that preceded him is still going forward. No, this is a new administration. I mean, this guy, he's going to do it. He's going to put the kibosh on what's going on. Nope. Another war, America. And who are they talking about with this one? North Korea. And let me ask you something, America, and namely those that don't agree with the media. 21% of Americans believe the media. That means 79% of you don't believe a thing they have to say. The news stat is even higher than that, by the way. I got a question for you. Who's got you hating on North Korea? Oh, who's got you hating on North Korea, Mr. and Mrs. I don't believe the media? Who's got you hating on them, America? The media that you say that you don't believe. They got you thinking right in line, don't they? They got you talking the same way, the way that they're feeding it to you. Exactly verbatim as to where they want you to be. They've got you. And yet you're the first one, America, to sit there and stand up. Take heed that you stand, by the way, lest you fall. And you are following. It's interesting to note that you're the first ones to stand up and say, I'm going to play nobody's fool. Yet your talking points line up with the media that is continuously lying to you on a 24/7 basis. I just have a simple question for you. Who's got you hating on North Korea? Who had you hating on Saddam Hussein? Who that propped up dictator? Just ask Cheney and Bush about him, and you can talk to Rumsfeld. And of course, after all the boys died in Iraq, people want to avoid that, except the people that lost their children in the Iraqi war. Attacking a country that never did a thing to us and never found those weapons of mass destruction. Who told you about the weapons of mass destruction, America? The media that says that you say that you don't believe. Now, I know that some people are thinking that I'm being facetious, when in fact I'm not being facetious at all. I'm just simply telling you that you're being lied to. And I want to go to the person that told you that you were being lied to. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Is false. William Casey, the director of the CIA. Remember Dr. Udo Ufkat? He's now no longer with us, but he was a hero that stood up. He repented of his sin by going along with the corruption of media, and he died telling the American people the truth. Foretelling the American people the truth. He's the guy that said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. He said they were also the ones that were responsible for creating the wars between nations. Because, see, if they can create wars, they can change things, can't they? Mr. Udo Ufkat said he was taught to lie, to betray the people, and not tell the truth to the public. The CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. But that must be happening in some foreign country, right? I remember back in 1992 when I was in Israel, and I remember there was a stabbing. And we knew who was responsible for the stabbing during the time that we were there. It was a dangerous time. And what's interesting to note is we were told that when it gets back to America, the media will have you hate the innocent party, and they will have you sympathizing with the party that was perpetuating the crime and those that were responsible for committing the crime. And guess what happened when we got back to America? We found out exactly what they said was exactly true. I mean, if you don't want to listen to Udo Ufkat, and if you don't want to listen to William Casey, I mean, for telling on themselves, friends, then go to Amber Lyon. Under Barack Hussein Obama, she was the one that said she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories. As a matter of fact, I have a video on Bradley Dean's YouTube where you can actually watch CNN creating in a green room the illusion that they were over in the Middle East under attack. You take the pictures, I'll create the war. 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 Don't you remember what James Madison said, friends? The father of the Constitution? The fourth president? He said, no nation can endure continual warfare. I have a question for you, America. Where is that continual warfare coming from, besides and outside of the media and corrupt politicians? And a handful of useful idiots across this country. And by the way, many of those useful idiots are bought and paid for by organizations such as what George Soros, the international criminal, funds. But you already knew that, America. And then when these things begin to take place in the country, in the present, you begin to freak out and wonder what could possibly be going on. I mean, do you think that George Soros just packed up his bags because Donnie's in office now? And things are just going to get all better because you don't want any more boo-boos? And you don't want to feel fear anymore? And you don't want anybody to hurt your feelings anymore? I mean, you are in a delusional world, friends. Absolutely a delusional world. Listen to what Amber Lyon said. She says she was ordered to report fake stories. Delete unfriendly stories. Who's creating all of the stir today? Who's doing it? Well, you can go places, friends, and you can see CNN's in the midst of it. You can see MSNBC, Fox News. Don't forget about Fox. I hope you haven't been outfoxed, America. Who's doing it? That's all I'm asking you. She was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the administration under Barack Hussein Obama, to construct stories in specific manner while working for CNN. Amber Lyon said CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The administration past was paying for CNN's content. How could that be, America?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0700 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Just talking about what's going on in the United States of America and just awakening those that are asleep and the world that they've created in their minds, which is unrealistic. I mean, what's going on in this country, they feel that it's surreal, that everything's on fire, but for some reason or another, it's not going to burn you, while in fact it's affecting every area of your life. Just highlighting some of the things that the media has said themselves, like William Casey from the CIA. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believes is false. Who keeps this stir going, America? And I highlighted Amber Lyon, who said she was ordered to report fake stories for CNN. Delete any unfriendly stories adverse to Barack Hussein Obama's administration. Well, surely that's not happening with Donald Trump.
Surely it can't be happening. Same policies, same everything. Points different people that are doing the same thing that the preceding administration did. But because they're new people, and for some reason or another, we like this guy, so therefore everything's going to change now. Then I highlighted the fact that I hope that you have not been outfoxed in my conversation. Prince Al-Walid bin Talal said, "A strong American government is not good for us." Who is Prince Al-Walid bin Talal? Well, he is part owner of Fox News. He was the one that was responsible for stating that a strong American government is not good for us. Anybody awake yet? Anybody catching on to what's going on here, America? I hope so. Because what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take you back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I want you to listen carefully to what's going on again in the United States of America. Because everybody knows what's going on in Charlottesville. And keep in mind, let's equate that to what took place in Missouri some time back after Michael Brown was shot by the police officer. And of course, the police officer was exonerated of all charges because eyewitnesses and film show us otherwise as to the way the state-run media was trying to set the narrative once again. I remember during the time of those, listen carefully, riots we were led to believe that took place in Missouri. First-hand experience. We were having conversations with a pastor during the time of the riots in Missouri. And during that time, we were told on the radio from this pastor that had an interracial family get-together at his home that what the media is portraying our community to be is not the community that I live in. Remember how I said, you take the pictures, I'll create the war? We were also told that these news outlets and these media outlets were actually going to the mall. And they would gather 25 to 50 people, and you can rest assured that they were paid provocateurs because we knew that to be the case as well. That's a fact. But the media, on cue, took these paid provocateurs and filmed them as if they were committing riots. See, they wanted the whole country to side with them concerning what was going on, when in fact it was all created, it was all contrived. Now, friends, a couple years ago, firsthand experience, I was asked to come to do a high school assembly in Michigan. So, of course, I took the opportunity, and I went with me and my little 10-year-old son, 11-year-old son at that time, sorry. And it was interesting because when we got to this school, they found out that Bradley Dean was coming to their school. And, of course, I'm the homophobic preacher, and I'm the hater, and I'm the bigot, and I'm whatever else they want you to believe that I am. And so what they did is they made a big ado of it. And when we got to the community, it was interesting to note that when we went inside of the building, they had about 20, Sam, was it about 20, 25 sheriffs inside of the building? And they thought it was their job to protect me from them. And I said, wait a second. And I had actually told the chief of police or one of the head honchos there, I'm curious to know, why do you have your sheriffs inside of the building here? Protecting us from them. I thought that they were the victims and I was the perpetrator. And guess what happens after I told them that? They turned and walked away because they didn't have enough common sense to think for themselves. And lo and behold, when we got there, they had fences around the church. See, they had to set the stage. They had to create the picture, and the media on cue was doing their best to create the war. And during that time, we were looking across the parking lot, and here comes the media. One, two, three outlets. Bradley Dean was coming to Michigan? What is the big ado? Well, here, this is what they don't want you to hear. When someone becomes effective and someone really believes in God and takes it to the enemy's land and does 360 public high schools, two of which were Christian, forgive me, it's interesting to note that when you can get that job done, you become a threat to the establishment, and the only thing they know how to do at that point is shout and shoot. Because they want to do their best to get you believing that guys like me are the worst of men, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center. No, what they don't want you to know is that guys like me are uncovering guys like them for who they are. It's like Cain and Abel. It's like dealing with the accuser of the brethren. When I'm in this school and they have these sheriffs inside of the building, supposedly protecting us from them, they didn't want you to know that. And of course, I told them, listen, I don't need your protection. And they didn't verbally tell me that, but that was the illusion. But they didn't realize they had both feet, every one of them, in their mouths. They didn't think it through. And what's also interesting to note is when the media got there on cue, I told them exactly how it was going to be played out, and they did it right on cue. All of a sudden, the buses come in and drop off about 200 people, all bought and paid for. One little punk, Bradley Dean, they were so worried about me coming into the community. And to take it a step further, when it was my time to come up and talk, I started to ask the police officers questions during my time. And they wouldn't respond to me. And the guy that put the event on, I told him, I said, mark my words, you have forces behind the scene at work against this event. We found out that the lieutenant governor was a part of it. We found out the attorney general told the police to stand down when the young people, the provocateurs that were paid to come into my event, were called to jam my message, which didn't work neither. They kept talking while I was talking, while I had the microphone and I had the screen above the heads. So I kept pointing the finger back to the community and say, look at the children that you have raised. Do you see the power that you are giving these kids because of the lawlessness that you've taught them? And it works against you at the end of the day, huh? Folks, just think about it. The police were told to stand down. The lieutenant governor was all about it. And the media saturated this event. And they did their power, everything in their power, to get you to believe that those that are willing to stand up and magnify the law in honor of those that fought, bled, and died to give it, which is still in the books, by the way, they wanted them young people to believe that what we were doing was really hating on them, when in fact, hate doesn't tell the truth, love does. The media didn't want those young people to know the truth. And see, the only way that the young people are going to listen is if I took it all the way into the enemy's camp. And see, what they do with most cowards in America, they won't even take a half a step forward because they're afraid that the papers might say something negative about them. Welcome to the club. They did it to Jesus. Do you think then they're not going to do it to you? Jesus said if they hated me, they're also going to hate you. See, but now the professed Christian that does nothing in this country, he wants you to believe that Jesus is the opposite of who he really is. And I'm here on this radio show every day to show you what the Word says, not what man says. And the fact of the matter is, friends, until you stand up and take it to the enemy's land and actually mean what you say and don't stop until you need to be like a dog that latches on and doesn't let go. And I'll tell you what, you're going to shut these people down, and not only stopping there, but also, friends, to prosecute and to hold the media accountable and to hold corrupt politicians accountable for their crimes against we the people, because that's who is responsible for what's going on in your country, and it's up to you to change it. Love you by what I do, 1 John 3:18. Tomorrow and Friday, I'm going to spend the whole day on hate speech. I'm going to give you a message of hate, America. We'll be...
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.